You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we got to do a little catch-up here with Natalie. This would almost be like a third date update. Do you want to give the recap here?
All right, so she was set up on a blind date by her best friend. They went out a couple of weeks, and it went great, but he ghosted her. I think this is new to us. So this is a third date update for her. This is the first time we're talking to Natalie. But instead of doing a second date update, we need to do a third date update because she got ghosted after the second date.
Okay. Ooh. So this is the first time we're talking to her?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Natalie, good morning. I'm all sorts of confused this morning. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm confused, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're going to do a third date update. Explain how we're here.
Okay, so my best friend set me up on a blind date. His name is Brandon, and she knows him through work, and, you know, she thought we'd be, like, compatible, and, I'm kind of not big on blind dates. So that, like, took a while to convince me to do it, but...
But, Natalie, do blind dates even really exist anymore in the world we live in with social media? I mean, you know who you're going out with, even though you've never talked or spoken or, like, seen each other, right?
Yeah, that's a good observation because I totally watched his Instagram stories and I, like, you know, did some other digging and stuff, but... You know, it, like, made me want to go, you know, like, I was even more easily swayed, so... Our first date was great. It was, you know, it just felt effortless. It was like fun. It wasn't awkward. And, you know, we just like were chatting like we knew each other forever. And we went out on a second date and it also seemed great. And, we had a lot of fun. We went back to my apartment. We kissed. We did a little bit more, but, you know, he was like, oh, I don't want to rush things. And I was like, oh, yeah, me too. And then it was like pretty soon after that, like, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. He like was like, oh, I have a text. And, you know, it seemed like he was just pretending. But I was like, whatever. And then I texted him a couple of times. And he just was like, his only comments were like, you know, oh, you're such a sweet girl. You know, it's me, not you. And I was like, wait, we're not even going out. How are you breaking up with me?
So I'm clear, this is after the first date, after you go back to your apartment and everything seems just fine, or this is the second one?
Second.
It was a second date. So it's sort of like, what happened? Nothing happened. I don't know. It's like something must have happened for him. And I really want to know what. There's, you know, like, I've had date disasters before. But nothing happened. I don't know. I don't understand. It's just so weird. It's just so strange.
Natalie, if we were having a glass of wine, me and you were going out for happy hour, and you were one of my really close friends, I'm not going to lie, I'd be asking you some dirty details. So I'm going to ask you to do the best innuendos that you can. When you're in the middle of said intimate reaction, what's going on? Like, when you say you're pushing the envelope, like, are you kind of... taking control? Like, what's going on here?
You mean my like when you were out on the couch?
Yeah, when you were kissing. Like, how much are you pushing for him to, like, go a little farther?
Are you insinuating that maybe he's turned off because she was too aggressive?
Well, listen, this is the question I would... Yes.
Okay. Okay. So do you think that could be it?
I don't think... how do I put this really politely?
If
the person was interested, they would get the signal that I was also interested in possibly, not totally committing, but possibly, you know, doing some other fun activities. But I don't think I was being aggressive. Oh, gosh, I hope not. That's what I want to know. I mean, it's fair to say that, you know, what I don't think is aggressive, he might have been like, what?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think so.
In a situation like that where everything is going so well and it's getting hot and heavy, and then the man just says, you know what, nope, and then I'm out of here. And obviously he says that he didn't want things to go quickly, but that was a bit of a fib because it seems like he didn't want things to go further at all. So something threw him so much that he just couldn't continue. I feel like maybe that had to come from some form of intimidation. I just don't know what he was so intimidated by.
It was not.
It was not.
All right, so Tommy knows what happened.
Yeah, I reached out to, we're calling him Brandon yesterday. And the first thing they always say, it's not her, it's me. But beyond that, it has to do with you reminding him of someone.
So it is him, not her.
It is him, not her.
No.
But you remind him of someone, and it's not the person you would think. It's not another woman. Well, it is kind of, but not the woman you're thinking of.
What are you saying?
I feel like you are the troll underneath the bridge giving us a riddle in order for us to pass through.
This will all make sense in a few minutes.
All right.
It's another woman, but not another woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Riddle me this, Batman.
It all makes sense, I promise you.
Natalie, hang out for a couple of minutes. We got to cut to some commercials when we come back. Tommy will explain all of this to us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Spurcha.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It doesn't sit right with my soul. That's kind of been a fun theme we've been playing with on the Burt Show lately, where you're getting something off your chest that's just not sitting right with you. Like when I threw a sick burn at Abby and then immediately felt bad, and she did the same thing to Kristen and also felt bad right away. Now, we're all good and that was all in good fun, but sometimes you're not quite ready to confront your problems head on and you need someone to talk to. And while we love talking to you guys about your drama, sometimes it's above our pay grade and you need a professional to give you advice. I've been to therapy, and there's something so freeing about unloading your problems on a therapist that has your back and you know is there to help you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
We're not doing a second date update. We're doing a third date update today. So Natalie was just telling us a couple of minutes ago, and she's been hanging and waiting for the results of this, that she goes out with a dude not once but twice. And each time it has ended up at her apartment. And on the second one, she was trying to give this guy all the signs like, let's go. All right, here it is. Take it.
No roads are closed.
No roads are closed. Green lights all the way. No red lights. Right? So she hasn't heard back from this guy, and she thought that the energy was great between the two of them. They had this amazing chemistry also. Hold on one second. You set me up.
I'm sorry. You got granola in your mouth?
Yeah.
My bad.
That is not a good radio food.
No, it's not.
You're granola. Fighting for your life the whole second.
So Natalie was telling us that she doesn't really know what went wrong. She was giving him all the signs, and he seemed to be into it. But one time, he's like, oh, I got a text. I got to go. I'm sorry, this text. And he takes off, and she's not really sure what exactly happened.
Well, he said, it's me. It's not you. And then Tommy teased us that he...
that it was her, not him.
Yeah, so I reached out to Brandon. That's what we're going to call him.
Hold on one sec. Let me get Natalie on. Sure. Hey, Natalie.
Hey.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, our show director, Tommy, reached out to quote-unquote Brandon, and he could tell you and the rest of us exactly what happened.
Well, I reached out to Brandon yesterday, and like I said before the break, it's not you... It's him, and he says it's because of another woman. But what I said was, it's not the other woman that you're thinking of. And Kristen is going to read the back and forth for me because I'm doing some stuff behind the scenes. But here's what happened.
All right, so here you go, Natalie. Tommy reached out to Brandon via text, explained the show, the segment. He asked for total honesty so that you would know exactly what happened. So Tommy reaches out. So if you could just be blunt and honest, I know she'd really appreciate it. Brandon responded, it really isn't her. She is great. I know it's a cliche to say, but I swear it's not her. Tommy, so you did like her. Brandon, yes, like I said, she is great. So that must make you feel a little good, right, Natalie?
A little.
Yeah. She knows. We're building you up to break you down.
No, whatever. Tommy. She said that you both seem to feel very comfortable with each other, as if you had known each other much longer. Brandon, That couldn't be more accurate.
Well, that's encouraging right there. You are, if nothing else from this conversation, and who knows how it's going to go, your instincts are right. The chemistry was right there for you and him.
Brandon, that couldn't be more accurate. Tommy, so what is the problem? Brandon, well, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Tommy.
That's what she was trying to do.
Yeah, you didn't.
Right.
Tommy, what? That you felt comfortable? Brandon, yep. She felt a little too familiar and it was creepy.
What?
Tommy, creepy? Brandon, and here you go, Natalie. This is everything you need to know. It boils down to the fact that she reminds me so much of my mom. That it's really creepy. Like her mannerisms, the sound of her voice, and even the way her mouth moves when she talks. All I see is my mom. So, Natalie, when you and Brandon were on the couch making out, he felt like he was making out with his mom.
Ooh. Do you think it was the granny panties?
He didn't say anything about granny panties, Bert.
Okay.
Tommy.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I prefer boy shorts. Oh my God, I am speechless. So now, I thought it was going to be like a high school bully. This is terrible. No.
Well, this can go like, I think when guys find women that remind them of their mothers, it goes in one of two directions, right? There is one cliche that you look for somebody that is like your mom if you guys have a great relationship and she's been a great role model, or it can go the
you don't want to make out with her mom.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, yeah.
Some guys are into that.
Yeah, most guys do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Tommy apparently was speechless as well because he responded back, "Oh." Then Brandon said, "I really tried to unsee it, but I couldn't. After we kissed, I was so creeped out that I knew I couldn't do it. But how do you tell someone that you felt like you were making out with your mom?" Tommy, I have no idea. I completely understand. I'm sure she will be relieved that it really was something out of her control. Brandon, yep, tell her she's great and deserves a great guy. Tommy will do. So I don't think, like, this is just one of those unfortunate situations where, of no fault of your own, you just remind him of his mom and he doesn't want to have sex with his mom. So sorry.
So let me get Mo's take on this. Mo's got a great mom. She's very attractive. She's a really kick-ass woman. This would be a major turnoff, I'm guessing, for you.
I mean, I think this is way more Brandon than her. Because if I met a woman that reminded me of my mom, I would see it as a positive thing. I think once you get to the point of it forcing you to picture kissing your mom, that's a you thing. You took it to that level. Right. I don't know where that comes from.
This is totally a Brandon thing. And it's one thing if they embody, like, personality traits of a parent or something. He was very specific as far as, like, your mannerisms, the way you talk, the way you move your mouth, things of that nature. So I think when there's more physical attributes or things of that nature, then it's harder to look past.
It makes total sense. And maybe this is oversharing, but before we found out that Taylor Swift was actually dating Travis Kelce, I remember I thought Travis Kelce was so hot. And then I started looking at Travis Kelce. I'm like, he looks exactly like my dad. And for me, it was killed after that because I saw a side by side. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, I would want a woman that reminds me of my mother, not that's like my mother's twin. That would be a little weird.
Wait, let's not bury the headline here. Your dad looks like Travis Kelce.
I will give you a side by side. If my brother and my dad had a love child, it would be Travis Kelce, but 5 feet taller. Because my family is very short.
The Bert Show.